Welcome back to Adventures of a Hot Wife, featuring me, sexy soccer mom, and hot soccer daddy. And today, live and in person, we have a special guest. Joining us today is Mr. Bull. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
He better be doing well. I just fucked him.
Yeah. Still catching my breath.
I'd be upset if it was a different answer.
This one over here loves to be fucked hard, so we had some cardio session.
We did. We had a good time.
Great time.
Y'all know I like it. Hard and deep.
And you got hard and deep, no doubt about that.
We have evidence of that.
Yep.
Hot Soccer sure. Daddy recorded everything.
Oh, yeah. Also, all of you will be very excited to know that I squirted again. We don't even know who I am anymore. I'm a whole new person. I've been sexually revitalized. Is that the word?
I think that's a word. You can use that.
It was amazing. He's awesome. He fucked me good. And now we get to share him with you guys. So, Mr. Bull, tell us about yourself a little bit.
Yeah. Where can I start? Been content creating for about a little bit over a year. Prior to that, my wife, which you guys will be meeting shortly, is Bustia Moore. She's been content creator for about 2 years. And then prior to that, I was actually in porn for 5 years. So been in the sex work industry for quite some time and decided to come back to it before COVID with my wife. And now we're here.
How is porn industry different from just content creation?
Well, there's a lot of differences. One being, you know, content creation, you're owning your own content, right? So everything that you shoot, film, is all yours. As opposed to mainstream, they own that content. So anything that you do, you're signing release forms and you're getting paid a flat fee, and then that's that, unless you're a contract worker. Outside of that, I mean, there's a lot more publicity that comes with mainstream work because people know who you are, know what you do. And then the sex is different, mm-hmm. right? So when you're with mainstream, you're going by what they're saying, what they want. You know, so usually when you arrive, you have something called pretty girls. Pretty girls is pretty much like a way for the girls to take shoots after they have their hair and makeup done. So they're taking like their photos, different positions. Back then it was called box cover as well, because you had, if you guys remember the VHS with the box covers. Mm-hmm. So that was the pretty girls. And then when you arrive there, usually what I would like to do is I like to get to know the person I'm with. So I'll ask do's, don'ts, questions and things of that nature. And then the scene starts. So, but when the scene starts, it's all based upon whatever the director wants to do. As opposed to content creation, similar to what we just did now, everything's free-flowing. It's all based upon what we want to do and what we vibe with. So it's a lot of differences between content creation and mainstream.
Yeah, you know we don't fake it over here. I'm just like, let's do this. Let's go. Is there one you enjoy better than the other? Or is it just that they're so different, they're hard to compare?
That's a great question. I like content creation more. Especially considering, you know, there's a lifestyle aspect to it that I enjoy, right? With mainstream, there's a lot more acting, a lot more people on set, and it can be intimidating for some, right? Because you're working with 3, 4, 5 people. You have people holding different lighting under your legs. It's a little bit different. With content creation, the interesting thing about content creation is that, you know, I was in lifestyle for 20 years now. So the people that I work with now, my niche has always been about the hot wife, about the cockhole dynamic. You know, I'm a bull, so I cater to that. And so that there allows me to kind of be who I am with content creation. So I like that more because it fits who I am and what I do, and it's a part of my lifestyle.
It just feels more real.
Exactly.
Were you? And we don't have a big stage crew here. We had Hot Soccer Daddy with a camera.
Yeah, that was it. I had the camera and the lights under the leg and
getting up in there.
Yep.
No, I like how you said, like, you like to get to know your co-star first, because we started texting.
Yeah.
And it was like instant connection, because first of all, you talked about the Bloods and the Crips. You were like, my fucking kids fight like the Bloods and the Crips. And I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Only someone from Southern California would know about this, like, Blood and Crips fucking.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. No, they're animals towards each other.
And so when you said that, I'm like, okay, there's a point. And then you were like, my motherfucking kids fight from the time they wake up to the time they go to bed. I'm like, there's another point. But that's, I like to get to know who I'm working with too, because I want that connection. You need that chemistry, because you want it to flow. So when I start talking to people, if I can't have a conversation with them, I'm like, this isn't going to go anywhere. Right. The sex is going to suck, because I can't even talk to you. So once we started talking, I was like, yep, let's set this up. Like, we got this.
Yeah, it makes everything better, right? I mean, the minute I walked into the door, you're already in lingerie, right? And I'm just like...
I mean, that always makes it better, right?
I mean, right now, you guys, we are recording. Nothing on but underwear. Yeah. Neither does Mr. Bull. We're literally just in underwear. Right before we got on, we were hungry. We were eating overnight oats. Like, yeah.
They're bomb.
Yeah, this is lifestyle shit. Like, you can't make this shit up. We're like eating overnight oats in our underwear. Getting ready.
But I'm probably distracted because I'm sitting directly across the table from you and your tits are just like staring at me.
Those nipples are pointy.
Yeah, they are.
I'm cold.
It is cold out right now, but your tits are just like, yeah. They're a little distracted.
Everyone in this room has seen them. It's fine. Okay, so you did industry, came into content creation.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife's been doing it a year longer.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what got you to start doing content creation too?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what happened. So we started with her first because she's incredible. If you guys don't know her, Busty Memoir, just follow her handles. Sexy from head to toe.
The body on that woman. Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. She's amazing. So we started with her, right? So I said, hey, listen, just go out there. Let's see what happens. And then from there on out, we'll just... go just see how everything plays its part. And she immediately started getting followers, started getting hit up for collabs and things of that nature. And then I was working with her a lot, right? So a lot of our scenes together, her scenes are just her and I. So then I decided, you know what, since I'm doing this and you're doing this, then might as well sell the same content on my platform. So that's kind of how I got into it. And then from there, when I started publicizing myself on Twitter and all the rest of the social media content, I started getting hit up for collabs myself, and then that's kind of where I'm at today.
Awesome. And you kind of told me earlier, so you were, I was going to say stripper. Mm-mm. I meant in the porn, you were in the porn industry. You were in the
totally
porn industry.
Totally separate work
Not
fields.
A stripper. And when you met your wife, she was like, I want to see that, right? Like, that's kind of, she was excited for you to do content creation because she didn't know you when you were doing porn.
So let's backtrack, actually. So she actually wanted to see me do that in the lifestyle.
Okay.
So we, so my wife and I, I've been, so let me fast forward, actually, even more. So when I was doing porn, I did porn in college. And I had to find a means to an end. And so that was kind of my way of being able to do that because I can get paid at the time $400 to shoot for like an hour's work, which was a lot because
As a college, a starving college kid eating top ramen, like, seriously. $400 is a gold mine.
And when you're like 19, you're like, I've got at least 3 hours in me. Let's go.
Rather than work at Gap or somewhere, you know what I mean? So anyways, I decided to do that and it worked out. But what I did was I had to train myself to be able to film with anyone. So I used the lifestyle as my way of practice. So I would go to these lifestyle parties and gangbang parties and just different things. And I would have sex with different people. So that way, when I got to a porn scene and I literally just met the co-star the minute I walked in, it trained my mind to be able to say, okay, I can film with anyone and everyone. So, but the cool thing about the lifestyle is that there was a lot of things that I loved about the lifestyle in reference to just the connections between couples, how well they communicated, just the things that they saw really attracted me to that. So I knew in the back of my mind, I'm always going to go back to that when I'm married or whatever the case may be. So now we're going forward to when I met my wife 14 years ago, I brought her into the lifestyle, right?
She had never done it before.
She had never done it before. So...
Was she like, oh, hell no? Or was she
the funny thing is, so I took her to a Halloween party and I was like, hey, you get to dress sexy, do whatever you want. It's free spirit. She's like, hell yeah, she loves to dress sexy. Okay. She's like, I'm in.
So was this a lifestyle Halloween party or just like?
It was a lifestyle Halloween party.
Yeah. But she was just going for this be sexy part.
Yeah. And we did nothing. We just enjoyed, had fun. She had a great time. So she always knew that I was in porn and she would watch my porn. So eventually when we start going to more lifestyle parties, she starts saying to herself, you know what, I kind of want to see that live, what she would see on porn. So then we start playing with girls and then she would get off to that. And she's a squirter too, by the way. So it just...
I'm in the category now.
Yeah, you're officially...
I associate.
By the way, she squirted and creamed today.
Yep.
He's got no words.
The bed sheets are soaked.
That was within... the first, what,
like
five
3 minutes?
He instantly went for my pussy with fingers, with mouth, and I was done. I was done in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So. Thank you.
You're
that
welcome.
Was lovely.
You're welcome. I'm glad to help. And so that's how it started. So it started from there, and then from there to content creation, it's even live for her more. So.
And but she doesn't do the hot wife thing, right? Like, it's more swinging for you.
Yeah,
guys.
So we play with couples, okay. And she shot with guys before in her content. We don't do the hot wife thing because, you know, I play out as well. So, but we enjoy an open lifestyle within our marriage, within our boundaries and rules.
That's awesome. And there's so many rules. Like, we've talked about, there's different strokes for everybody. Like, there's just the hot wives versus the cuckolds versus the swinging.
Yeah, full swap swinging couples.
Yeah, it's awesome. So she just kind of jumped right in.
Yeah. She's always been sexually open, but I think I just kind of opened that door more for her. It was just a matter of her feeling comfortable to do that.
Yeah, that's what it is. When Hot Soccer Daddy wanted me to start, it was a mind fuck because I was like, I don't know why we're doing this. But once it was like explained to me and I felt comfortable, like, I can't imagine not doing this now. Like you said, what it does for couples and relationships, we vouch for that all the time. And you saw that even in your 20s,
these
couples and what they had between them. It's everyone we've talked to has that. They're like, my marriage is so solid.
Yeah.
So that's
let me ask you
part.
A question, because I know you like to ask questions, but I got a question for you.
Oh, flipping the script now.
So let's talk about this. So the time that he mentioned it to you, first of all, I got a question for you.
Damn, I'm putting on the hot seat right here.
So
what gave you what gave you the courage to share that particular fantasy with her? Because it's an interesting thing.
Well, it's not something that all of a sudden you just bring up, right?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It felt like that though.
It kind of did, but I think I don't know. I think we had maybe
we talked about another girl,
a threesome, but a female male female one. And we got someone coming on.
Wifey's joining us.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Your husband was just turning the tables on us and asking us questions. He likes to take control, huh?
He sure does. That's what he does best.
So we were just talking about...
He asked how we kind of got into this and how Hot Soccer Daddy had the courage to ask me to be a hot wife.
Yeah. And we had just heard the story of how you both had kind of gotten into it and some of his background, you know, in college and then, present day. And then so, yeah.
Wanted to see the porn star in action.
Now he's turned into the interviewer.
My bad.
Hey.
That's all good.
We're open books.
So originally we had talked about having a female, male, female threesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of really, I think.
That was like our dirty icebreaker, talk and like would get us going.
Talked about that. And then, you know, nothing really materialized. You know how hard it is to find the unicorn, right?
Yeah.
But I had a dream about her and I remember it very vividly. She was basically bent over doggy style and someone, I don't know who it was or really what they even look like, is more just kind of a silhouette or a shadow figure. Fucking her hard from the back, and I'm watching, and like, holy shit, that's fucking hot. And so I brought that up to her. I'm like, hey, by the way, I had this dream.
And I just laughed it off. I was like, cool story, bro. I got to go take the kids to school.
So that was part of it, but that was right around the time COVID was happening. Everyone's staying home, and we were kind of just, we'd started an OnlyFans under a different alias at that point.
Posting
titty pics, and oh, yeah, we're going to strike it big, right? No, take a picture of my feet. Oh, yeah, we're millionaires now, right?
God, we were so
which is not the case.
Everybody thinks that. Why does everybody think I gotta take pictures of my feet? I'll be a millionaire tomorrow. I wish it was that easy.
If it was.
We've talked about that on here, because none of our friends know, but like we'll be in conversations and they're like, yeah, I told my wife to start an OnlyFans and put a picture of her feet on there. And I'm like, nah, bro, it doesn't work like that. My pussy's all over there and I'm not a millionaire.
Yeah, it's just not working. Yeah. But you go right ahead and post pictures of your feet and let me know how that works. If you found the magic recipe, please share. So we were doing that at the same time. All of a sudden, I have this dream. And then we're kind of digging a little more on the OnlyFans thing, the content creation side of things. And like, hey, what's happening? Like, what are these girls doing? And I remember I shared with you, oh, they're just fucking. Like,
yeah, they're fucking everyone.
They're just fucking everyone, you know? And that's how they're getting content. That's how they're getting different scenes and this and that. And then I had this dream. I'm like, hey, by the way. This dream happened.
Yeah,
and that was kind of the beginning of it. Yeah,
I was like, okay, cool. But then you didn't let up. I think like a week later, you're like, so about that dream. Like, yeah, you should go have another one. Like, I don't know. But he kind of just didn't let up. And he was like, I actually do think it would be really hot to watch you with someone else. I would really like to see that. And there's things out there called hot wives. And I was like, I know, I am a hot wife. I'm fucking hot. And he's like, no, no, it's not what it is. And so he kind of explained a hot wife to me. And gosh, it was months long conversation that we talked about it. Because at first I was under the impression that he only wanted me to be a hot wife to open the door for him to be able to sleep with other females.
Yeah.
And that's, I was like, I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. Like, I don't want to share you. How could you want to share me? Like, if you love me, why do you want to share me? I don't want to share you. And that's where my mind was. So it was after a lot of conversations that he kind of said something you'd said earlier. And it was like, I want to watch you. I don't care about porn. I don't care about like the other people. Like, I just want to see you. You are my porn star. Porn doesn't do it for me. You do it for me. Mm-hmm. So as many of those.
Yeah, it's like going to the strip club and seeing tits. Like, right. Okay, big deal. Like, whatever. But I want to see yours, and I want to see yours in action.
Yeah, so.
And we did.
That's how we got started.
Way hot.
Yeah. Welcome to the dark side.
Yeah, I know. Haven't looked back. Yeah, so that's our story. That's how we got into it. It took a lot for me. I wasn't sure at first. I was dealing with this whole, like, is it okay? Is that what marriage is supposed to be? Yep. Are we allowed to do this? Yep. This doesn't seem right. And
yeah,
I love how you're saying, yeah, same thing. You were thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I had those exact feelings. You know, I'm also, you know, I come from somewhat of a religious background too, just questioning everything, right? Mm-hmm. So.
And you have kids. Yeah. And so it's like,
yes,
I'm a mom. Like, moms aren't supposed to do that. I can't do that. I'm a mom. Like, I'm a teacher and I'm team mom. Like, I don't fuck around with other people, you know, but we did it. And I think what finally made it okay for me is like, my husband wants me to do this. And if you do anything with your partner and it's, you're both in and you're on the same page and it brings you closer, how can it be wrong?
Yeah. You know, that was our conversation too. And I think one of the biggest things for us to be able to open our minds a bit is just realizing how society has pigeonholed what marriages should look like. But then you look at what marriages perform at in a conversion rate and you say,
it's insane. It's like absolutely insane.
65% divorce rate, but that's what marriages should look like. Yeah. Okay, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Kind of a terrible example.
Exactly. Right? How many friends do you know where the husbands are gathering together to talking about how much they cheated on this girl or that girl? It's like, well, that's kind of. But then that's what marriage is supposed to look like. So it doesn't make any sort of sense.
Or you're at work and you work with a bunch of guys and they're just like, oh, yeah, I got my birthday blowjob.
My yearly blowjob.
It's my annual blowjob that I got. Like, yeah. Really? Well, I've gotten like 10 of them this month, or this week rather, you know?
And
like,
this morning.
Yeah. And all the jokes about, oh, like how much they don't like their wives and shit. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, it's just, there's a lot of, when you look at what society looks at marriages as, it doesn't match up to how attractive marriages should be. And so when we open our minds to that idea and said, hey, listen, let's just live for us, because it doesn't matter what this person or that person thinks. It matters what we think. Yeah. And as long as we're on the same page and we understand one another, we're going to have our issues here and there. We're going to disagree. We're going to have boundaries we push. We're going to be jealous for certain situations, but we're going to make it through at the end of the day.
But you said something earlier about one of your shoots or whatever you want to call them, one of your collabs.
Yeah.
And how there was some jealousy. But immediately, you guys having a conversation about it. And it wasn't like, well, I'm going to be fine and I'm going to internalize it and not let this information out or anything. You know, so the communication side of things is so important and has only gotten better. And our communication was never bad by any stretch of the imagination. It's always been good. I mean, which is why we're here, I think, because, yeah, I did bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a conversation, multiple conversations about it.
to the point where you wanted to, like, smack me.
yeah, pretty much.
I was so back and forth. It was, like, it was bad. I was like, yes, we're doing this. I'm in a hot wife. And then 5 minutes later, I'm like, nope, cancel that shit. What the fuck? Nope.
Yeah.
So bad for you.
But just case in point is that's exactly it. It's the communication. Everyone that we've had on this podcast so far has said the same thing. It has only improved our communication. But you got to have some level of good communication before you even consider doing something like this.
Oh, 100%. Sure.
Well, and Miss Bustiamore, I can't even tell you how many good things your husband has said about you just just in the time he's been here. Oh, so like
a ton.
Yeah, yeah. Talking and, about and communication.
You
know,
I haven't seen any pictures of you up until right now, and he has you like you're staring at the ceiling right now because you're on the phone, and it says wifey, and you are absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, you are.
Aww,
so he's
you.
A lucky man. He told me I married up, and I feel the same about him.
for sure.
No, but thank since he's been here, he's just like, my wife is the best, and she's beautiful, and she lights up a room. And that's the way husbands should talk about their wives. And I feel like most of the people we've met in the lifestyle, that is the way they talk about their wives, you know?
Yeah.
That's been a benefit for us. So I can only imagine for you guys as well, because I've heard how much he just adores you since he's been here.
Aw, he's the best.
He's going to get his annual blowjob when he gets home, right?
That's exact. I paid him a couple dollars to say that.
Yeah.
Okay, am I done now? Did I say it all?
Yeah, I'll send you the Venmo.
You know, as amazing as that is, and, you know, as easy as it may seem, it's still very, very hard to even be in it, deal with it, continue on, and, you know, coming across, like you said, jealousy, that was just last week, right? So we continuously have these things that we run into and communicate about and try to, you know, move past, because it's just like starting in the lifestyle. You don't know if you're not going to like something until you do it, you know, and then talk about it. And then how do we do it next time? It's going to evolve, I think, forever. And the whole society thing that makes it more difficult, I think, for women, because we are these, you know, mother role models and everything. But I feel like as it is getting more accepting, like being, you know, in the lifestyle and being more open, you know, with our marriages, it does become a little bit easier, but it's still so, you know, so hard to be still a secret of some sort, right? I mean, even though we're out in the sex work world, we're still living kind of more private in our regular lives. So I hope to one day have a bridge between that, you know.
I say the same thing. It's like you're two different people, you know, in your real life and with your friends that aren't, you know, in the lifestyle in any capacity. You can't talk about that. And then you go into this other world and you have all the camaraderie of everybody, but they're not there every day in your real life. So so much of the time it's like, who do I talk to about this stuff? Like when something happens or when I have a question, you know, I have my husband, but I miss having like a girlfriend that I could go to, you know, and be like, hey. And finally I'm starting to meet other hot wives, but for the first year it was tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like you said, society, we're supposed to be one thing and one thing only. So once you are this other thing, you're constantly battling in your head is if it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, you know, that's tough. Cause I don't know if he told you, but we've been in a lifestyle for many years. How many years, babe? Like 10, 12? Well, since we started dating,
so it's probably 13 years now.
Yeah. And we did not full swap until 2020.
Okay.
So that's really just 3-4 years ago. And when we first did it, it was very difficult for me. The after feelings, I we met with therapists. I don't know if he told you about the amazing therapists that we have who are also a married couple in the lifestyle.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So I met with her several times because it was hard for me to, you know, to deal with it. I felt bad. I felt guilty. I felt like I did something wrong. Like there's a lot. That's like a whole nother talk show. But yeah, there's a lot of emotion to deal with once you move forward to another level in the, you know, in that relationship, in the lifestyle. So
I agree. We did a full swap once, and luckily Hot Soccer Daddy decided he didn't really like being on camera. He didn't want to be, because I don't know if I would do it again. Like, he's super easy to share me, but I'm a little more of a jealous bitch. you could share me, but I don't know if I'm ready. He wasn't even sure. Like, we did this full swap and he was like, are you going to be okay? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, if I punch you mid-sex, we're not okay, I guess. Like, yeah. I don't know.
It wasn't necessarily if she was going to be okay. It's if I was going to walk out alive.
But
I'm here. I'm here. It all worked out.
Interesting, because you guys are having these first, you know, this first time scenarios in, you know, as you're on camera. You know, I was more explaining it in our progress in our relationship and the lifestyle as a whole, not even adding to it, you know, being behind a camera. So that's actually, I can understand that. That's like double whammy, right?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know if I'm ready to share you, but we're going to try. Cause like you said, you don't know until you try, you know, you got to put yourself in certain situations. So we tried it. I made it through without punching you. I didn't hate it. But afterwards I was like, I don't know if it happens again. I absolutely have to be there. There can never be an instance when I'm not there. I want to see everything that's going on. And he's the opposite. He's like, go have a hot wife date. Have fun. Like we just, there's even different boundaries within a couple that you have to respect. So you kind of figure it out as you go and you evolve.
You know, the funny thing is I felt like you when we first full swapped, because prior to full swapping, it was her, I, and another unicorn.
Okay.
For, babe, I don't know how many years was that? What, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, for a while.
For mm-hmm. a while. So, and I've always been the bull. Right. I've always been the bull. So my mindset, my dynamic, who I am, it was really difficult for me to watch her play
or even get to that,
with another guy coming or even get to that point. So but I knew in the back of my mind, I'm like, you know what? Like I've always told her, even when I proposed to her, I said, I want to make the rest of your life the best of your life. And so like I knew it was going to happen. Like I was never turned off to the idea. I just couldn't prepare myself. So when it did, like I had to go through some therapy as well. Like to, she didn't know this because the couple that I need to put their handles out there. It's at Sex Because on all platforms. They're
this
amazing.
Is the therapist?
The therapist. Okay. They're sex therapists.
Yeah.
At Sex Because.
Okay. They're amazing people. So I had to talk to the husband. She talked to the wife and then we would do dual sessions together. And I realized rather quickly, like, all right, let me go through this experience and let me just see whether or not if I like it or not, because who knows?
Yeah.
And when I did, the one thing that got me was I was able to see her in a third person view. Like all the things that I was doing to her to see her, all those noises she made or whatever, when I'm fucking her, I was able to remove myself from that situation and see her do the same things from a different viewpoint. And I was like, that's hot.
Yeah.
And now when that happens, I'm enjoying pleasure as she's enjoying pleasure. Sometimes we hold hands together. We look at each other. We'll whisper, I love you when it's happening. And it's such a symbiotic, like cool experience that I can, I love it.
Yeah.
I love seeing her please. And I love seeing her in that element.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Right there. And that was it too, because, you know, part of the initial conversation before we had met up with the first bull, it was we've always taken pictures, you know, just sharing between us and lingerie and just whatever, all the things. Right. And it was always really hot to me, but I never got to see you having sex.
Yeah.
Right. And because I'm in it.
Right.
Just like you said. Yeah. It is fucking hot.
You were hooked right away.
I was hooked right away. But I was also very nervous the first time because I didn't know. Like, how am I going to react? The first time he was putting his hands on you, the first time he starts fucking you, and all these things. I didn't know because, again, we've never been in that situation before.
I looked over at you, and you had a huge smile on your face. So I knew.
Yeah, yeah. My dick was rock hard, and I had a big smile on my face. I'm okay. I can't lie about this now. I'm in. Like, this is
But it was the same when we did the couple swap. I guess looking at it from the outside is what I knew would happen, and I didn't know if I would like it or not. Like, am I going to like seeing him being pleasured from the outside, or am I going to get jealous that it's someone else doing it? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I struggled with. I truly don't know. And that's what I told him. I was like, if I walk up and I punch you in the face, we're leaving. That just means I'm not doing well.
Well, but then you also had reservations too the first few times you were with another guy about how much pleasure should I actually be having?
Yes.
And what is too much for me?
Yeah, I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, we talked about that. And I said, I want you to do everything. Have fun. Go squirt everywhere. Go have all the orgasms you possibly can. And enjoy it. Have fun. Like, lose yourself in the moment, because that's what I want to see. I want to see you going out and just like, wow, that was 100% nothing but joy, because it's way hotter for me.
Well, I think that goes back to how we're talking about lifestyle versus content creation versus the porn industry. Like, you can tell when it's like real for someone. You could tell when they're like really enjoying it. There's a connection. You know, people have asked me like, oh, would you ever do porn? And I don't think I could, because I want it to be real. Like, I want someone to come into my bedroom and like, let's just see what happens. I don't want someone to tell me what to do. I want to see where everything takes itself.
Yeah, no, agreed. I think that's the there's so many different categories when it comes to the sex work idea, because you have porn, you have lifestyle, you have content creation, and each one of them are different in its own. And so that the porn side of it all, like, I'm not knocking. I think it's great for certain kind of people that want to do that and want to be in that forefront in front of everybody. And there's money to that if you do well with it. However, having done that already and having been in a lifestyle and now currently doing content creation, I'd rather be on that side of it all and own my content and be a part of something that's more organic, more real. I don't have to fake anything. You see everything there. It's amazing in and of itself.
We were just talking about that, right? About the fakes.
Oh, yeah.
have you had some good ones lately?
Oh, she has.
Oh, you have. Okay, I know it's busty more, but I'm just going to call you Wifey because the phone says Wifey and it's like right in front of me. It just feels right. Tell us about your fakes lately.
It really is funny, though, because like we're communicating, right? So I'm looking at you, and I'm looking at you, and then every time you talk, we're everyone.
She's here. She's here.
It's like you're right here sitting next to us. You know, everyone's looking at the phone like you're actually talking.
Your pretty picture's like right there. And,
well, hopefully next time I'll be there.
There we go. Now you're standing up. We got podcast. You. So you've had some fakes lately?
Well, it's funny because, he reminded me the other day, we were talking about it, that we, like, the first time I went to, like, a content creating house, you know, like a whole plan with an agenda with like, it was like 9 girls, right, babe? I think.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was a lot of girls. And like, it was great because they were very organized. They had, you know, 3 or 4 different shoots lined up, all themed. It was like a Valentine's theme and a St. Patrick's theme and a Super Bowl theme. It was like a year ago, exactly. But yes, it was literally all, like, I think there was maybe 2 bisexual girls there out of the 9 and me. Including me. So like it was funny. It was fun, but that's the difference. Like even, you know, porn is like, okay, this is what you're going to do. But in content creation, if you think about it, there's so many girls out there that, you know, they have to do Google shoots. Like it's not enough just to do guys only sometimes, or, you know, threesomes or whatever, but there are a lot of girls that do that and they fake it all. It's all 100% fake.
She hates it.
Well, and I've realized that about myself. I'm actually, as much as when we got into this, I was like, the threesome with a girl, that's what I want. Okay, we can do this. I want a threesome with a girl. Once we did a couple swap and I was with another girl, I was like, oh, I actually am not into this, like what I thought I would be into. So I've played with girls, but I feel like a fake. So I've kind of removed myself from that because I'm like, I shouldn't be here.
And that's totally fine. Like you communicate that. And even if it's like, oh, let's just, you know, let's just feel each other or just even kiss. Like you don't have to be like crazy bisexual to do little things like that. But if you're going to say, okay, yeah, let's go full force and you go down on a girl and it's like, what are you doing?
You're licking from afar.
That's not acceptable. You know, be honest. Like, look, I am not totally into it. But can we flirt? Sure, whatever. I'd rather somebody tell me that than, you know, the other way. And I think over the years, because we played with so many girls, my bisexuality grew. So you'll notice that also if you're just starting, as you grow, you may be into it later. You may, you know, have an attraction to a woman more than, you know, before. It could definitely grow.
And wait till you see Amore's girl scenes. They're fucking hot.
Maybe that'll turn me.
They're fucking hot.
Well, and I thought, you know, when we were with that first girl, I had fun. Don't get me wrong. And it was something I always wanted to do. So I was super into it. But then, like, as time went on and, like, I was just like, yeah, you know, I like cock a lot. And I guess I'm what they call a pillow princess. I just learned that term recently. And I was like, okay, I guess
you're
that's
far
me.
From that.
A pillow princess is like girls who will like lightly play with girls and like kind of pretend to be, but like not really. And I was I guess that's
I thought
me.
You meant pillow princess from a guy standpoint. I'm like, no, you fucked the shit out of me.
No, that was more like a horror.
Yeah.
that's what we saw. Yeah.
Demonic exorcist.
Yeah,
exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Princess whore to you. Okay.
Oh, God.
I was like, you're a pillow
that's
princess?
Right.
No, I was like, not
I'm
to
definitely
me.
Definitely not a pillow princess. Not in that sense. No, I think when it comes to that with men, I like to be taken advantage of. Like I like to be submissive, but then I'm also like, yep. I'm also like, okay, now I got to climb on that cock. I also have my moments where I just like need to take over.
That is true.
Did you notice that?
I didn't notice that. We haven't talked about our sex scene yet. We probably should talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, I want to hear about it.
We haven't talked about
it. We had to wait for wifey to get here.
This is true. This is true.
Okay, so I met him at the door in lingerie. Like,
nice.
I just met him at the door in some strappy ass blue lingerie, and I was like, "Oh, hi, welcome to our home."
And it was—it's always weird for me because, like, when I'm a presence, like when I walk anywhere, so I'm always when I'm walking in a neighborhood that you live in, I'm like making sure no one's looking.
Yeah, yeah, you're a big dude. Like,
yeah. At least your car is here this time. I've had bulls here like after the kids are asleep when his car's not here, and I'm like, if any fucking neighbors are watching the house, man,
like when I get home, I'm gonna be having discussions with the neighbor. Like, hey, by the way,
one time our neighbor called me and him aside. It's like our old guy neighbor who we love. He's like grandpa, and he was like, can I talk to you?
And he's like the neighborhood watch guy. Yeah. Like, he knows every damn, like, if there's a leaf out of place, he's gonna know about it.
Our kids were outside, and he called us away from them, and I was like, oh shit, he's gonna tell that, like, he thinks I'm cheating. We're gonna have to have this conversation. And he's like, I just want to let you know, I'll babysit your kids anytime you want. And I was like, oh, thank God. I'm
relieved.
I thought for sure he was going to be like, I know you're cheating. I saw cars over there. So.
Yeah. So.
Anyways.
There was a big black guy waiting outside the house.
Yeah. Just waiting on your doorstep.
Yeah. I have my glasses on. I'm just like trying to like be incognito.
I'm going
to
walk out with you and be like, all right, man. See ya. Like,
thanks for holding my wife.
I'm going to walk out with my underwear. Just like, fuck it.
There we go.
Oh my God.
Just throw my clothes at me.
And then she'll be out at the doorway with her tits hanging out. And,
say bye. Yeah.
All right. That was fun.
So I'm incognito. I'm open. She opens the door. She's in her lingerie. Immediately we hug.
I'm a hugger.
Yeah. And and then she guided me upstairs. And literally probably 10 minutes after that, we're fucking.
Yeah. I just like, here we go. This is my bed. I'm going to sit here. I just waited on the bed and you came over. And you kind of instantly went down on me, which I am here for. And he made me squirt within like 3 minutes. And that's a new thing for me. I just figured out that I'm a squirter. And my husband has never seen it in person, only on video. And so that was the first time he got to watch me like squirt in person. So
how was that for you?
Yeah, how was that for you?
I mean, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, the dirtier the better, as far as I'm concerned.
So yeah, that's how it started. I was like, "Oh, this is gonna go really well. Where this is gonna be a good time."
It was good. It was good seeing your reaction. Like I go with like your body reaction, and kind of like your just body language overall. So I can tell when you're getting to a point.
Yeah.
So it makes me. I just go even deeper.
Oh, you did. It was hot. It was really hot. And then I was shaking. I needed a minute. My legs were like shaking because I squirted, I creamed all over him, I came, and then I was like, I just need a second. My legs were like shaking. It was a very good start. I was like, okay, what next?
It's like the climax to a roller coaster. You just go down first.
Yeah, right from the very beginning.
That's all right with me. But no, I do. I had a good time because you were like, get your ass over here. Put your fucking face in the mattress. Give me your arms behind your back. I was like, yes, sir. Please dominate me. I will take it all.
And you can suck a dick.
Thank you.
She can suck a dick. She a couple times I had her go on her knees. I was like, just stay there.
I'm going to be real vulnerable for a minute and tell you that that makes me feel really good because I had a comment on a video recently that told me I don't know. I look like I don't know how to suck a dick. And I was like, okay, ouch. So thank you.
No, that's bullshit. Whoever told you that, block them immediately.
Whoever told you that never had their dick sucked by you, obviously.
I mean, that's what my husband said. He was like, I've been the recipient. You can suck a dick. It's don't listen to them.
Yeah, exactly. That's the first person ever that's ever said that. So
yeah.
We'll go just talk about a numbers game. And yeah, he's the outlier.
Maybe you should just make a Yelp review.
The dick sucking category.
Dick sucking category. Please
Yelp review. Put your stars and then let everyone know.
In the video, I'm like getting throat fucked. There's not much you can do when you're getting throat fucked by a big dick. You just kind of sit there and take it as deep as you can, right? Like, what do? Yep. You can't move. And so that's what he told me. That head looks like I don't know. That head looks like garbage or something. And I'm like, really, dude? So you could get throat fucked better than me? Please try it.
He's just a troller.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Hey, you get on your knees next time and do it then.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, buddy. I didn't want to. I was standing there and I was just in bliss. Like, I'm like, good Lord. Aww. This girl was just giving me, sucking the soul out of me.
You even told me, you're like, this looks like your happy place. You look so happy. It did. Like,
she was smiling and gagging at the same time. Yeah. I'm like, how do you smile and gag?
You can't fake that.
Yeah, you can tell. You know how people smile with their eyes? She smiled with her eyes.
Oh, she did.
She was gagging and smiling with her eyes. I was like, dude, you love this.
Well, apparently
you
smiled with your pussy too, because that was soaked.
Oh, like, my God.
So that got you going too.
And you got a close-up of the cream.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be good. Yeah, it was fun. I do. In my year or so doing this, I've learned to just let go and enjoy it. And so I do. I have a good time and I get lost in my little bubble there of like sucking dick and then getting fucked real good. I enjoy it. It was a good time.
You know what? I meant that, even though it was a joke, I meant that like this is your happy place, because a lot of the times when certain people are in content, you can tell, like what my wife says, they're faking it for the camera or they're just extremely into it. They're insatiable. They're just all into the moment. And I can tell. Not only are you into the moment, but you're into the moment with him being there.
Yes.
And so him being there, him giving you the affirmations, like saying it's hot, like it made you more like who you are and brought you into that happy place that you deserve to be in.
I love having him here because he's not always there. So because we have two kids and schedules, I go on my own a lot and I'll just video it. So when I do have him there, it's added bonus for me. And it is like I love hearing him talk to me while we're doing it and telling me what he thinks, because it just fucking makes my pussy even wetter.
Yeah, but each one's different too. When you go solo out to someone else, it's like that whole like
cheating
thing. And like,
it's taboo.
It's taboo, and so for you it's different. For me it's different. You know, I wouldn't say I like one versus the other. They're it's all good.
Yeah, they're all good. Hot. But I did. I had a good time today. So squirted, creamed real quick. And then I think, did you bend me over the bed like real quick?
Yeah, so we went missionary first. Yeah,
you were on your back on the edge of the bed.
That's right.
And you were standing up on the edge of the bed.
By my legs. He just grabbed my legs like, get your ass over here.
Going to town. Yep.
Okay.
She kept running a little bit. I was like, get your ass over here.
I wasn't running. That
although the bed slipper.
Comforter,
yeah, it was slippery.
We had to take the comforter off. That thing slipped so bad. I couldn't get any like traction on it.
And then we fucked for a while there. And then I lifted you up, bent you over.
Then you fucked
up,
me hard.
Fucked you doggy style.
That's my
arms.
Favorite, by the way. I don't even think I told you that was my
I can
favorite.
Tell your back got red.
Yeah, did it?
Yeah. I was like, okay, she likes this.
Wifey, what's your favorite position?
Oh, man.
How much time you got?
Right?
I know your favorite position.
What is it? Oh, yeah, the side laying. That's fairly new, though.
Yeah, so we tried something not too long ago. So I what I do is, let me see if I can describe this on the podcast. So
here, you want to draw it? <I'm just kidding.
laughs> That's gonna take. I'm not a drawer.
Hey, babe, why don't you lay down and then we're just gonna
demonstrate
it right now. But this is for the listeners. So what you do, like if you're a missionary, you're on the bed, you grab one side of her leg and you like push it towards the side of the other side of the leg. So now she's kind of like,
that's your favorite.
She's kind of like toward. She's like towards. Her back is still on the bed, but her legs are together on the side.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm inserting and I'm hitting the top of her cervix, like, over and over again and, like, caressing her boobs and whatnot. And then it hits a spot for her.
It's a great angle.
Yeah, it's just a great angle because it constantly hits that spot over and over and over again. And she gets off to that.
Yeah, it's deep, too.
You like that position
a lot.
I do.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
Yeah.
There's not much I don't like. That is one. That's probably, I mean, that's up there for sure. Doggy style's up there. I like, the whole prone bone thing where you're laying down.
Yeah.
On your
like full
like
stomach,
face down.
Down.
Yeah. That's
face
always
down,
fun.
Ass up.
Oh, you could ride a dick too, by the way.
Thanks. I do like being on top, and I didn't always love being on top. I think I was like, I don't know how to move on there, but
oh, you were twerking today.
I've been practicing.
You were twerking.
Practicing.
I heard some Megan Thee Stallion in the back of the room.
They put on my jams. I got it.
Was like,
oh yeah.
I was like, she had that Megan Thee Stallion playing in her head while she was riding my dick.
Oh,
like,
she definitely did.
I was like, she's riding. She's genuine, riding on beat.
Genuine pony.
Yeah, there's genuine.
Constant repeat in my head. No, it was good. I do. I love being on top. I
is there like an empowering feeling to that?
Yes. And when it's a big dick and you're like on top and it's just like deep in you, it is very empowering. It's, I love seeing guys have a good time and lose control because I'm like, cool, I'm doing something right. And that turns me on even more. And it is like really empowering.
Well, I can see that. I can see that.
So I like being on top for that reason. Cause I'm like, this is me. I'm doing this to him. He's enjoying it. And I love making him feel this way.
Oh, you did all the right things today. Thanks. You did all the right things today.
It was a good time.
Can't wait to see it.
I know. You'll have to give me your honest feedback because I don't watch my videos ever. I don't watch. I've seen bits and pieces, but I've never sat there and watched one full video.
Why?
Yeah.
I think it's like, I don't know, the same reason you don't like to listen to yourself on an answering machine. It just sounds funny. You're your biggest critic, right? So when I'm fucking, like, I'll be like, ew, move your hand. Why is your hand right there? Like,
so I think part of it was you did watch a part of a video and you heard yourself. And
that
was boring. I sound like that. And I'm like, hell yeah, you do. Like, yeah, you sound like that.
I didn't realize I was so vocal. And I was like, that's disgusting. What noises are those?
Yeah, but everyone that follows you, they like the sounds.
Yeah, well,
I like the sounds.
I don't. I've never watched a full video to this day. It's funny because when Bulls edit and then they send us the edited version, they're like, take a look at this. Let me know what you think. And I don't watch it. Hot Soccer Daddy watches it. And then I just reply back, that was so hot.
You just gave yourself away right now.
I know, sorry guys. I don't watch them. I'm so sorry. They are hot. Everyone else loves them. So they must be.
Do you even watch your teasers though?
Yeah, I do watch the teasers.
All right.
I do watch the teasers. I can, with the sound off, I never have the sound on. But I've watched all my teasers. I just have never watched a full video.
You should just watch. Here's the challenge. Watch your porn, turn the sound off, put the captions on.
Oh, the captions wouldn't even know what to do.
It'll be like, fuck.
It's like some alien language.
Oh my God.
I see you,
can't make out this sound.
I don't even know what that is.
It'll turn into a comedy rather quickly.
Oh my God.
It'll be like,
growl. Growl. No, I know. I'm giving myself away here. But when Bulls edit it and they're like, take a look at this, I'm like, okay, I will do. And then Hot Soccer Daddy watches them. He gives the okay. And I'm like, they look great. It's sex, right? It's hot. Yeah. I'm sure it's hot. I just don't want to watch me having sex. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
You know, the cool, I mean, to each its own on that situation, right? I think the cool thing about it is like it attaches a memory to it that you can always play back.
That's right? True. So like, I like that.
Sometimes you, like if you think about a great time that you had with someone and there was never a video to it, you only think of snapshots, like snapshot moments, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, when he did this, and you can envision it, but you can't envision everything. So a video gives you that record of evidence to always refer back to and say, oh, he did do that. Like, oh, he did that.
Yeah.
So it helps in that way.
That's true. The more I'm comfortable with people too, I think the more I feel good about watching them. I don't know. It's just kind of been my thing.
I can see that.
What's interesting though, is you love watching mirrors.
Oh, I love watching myself fuck in a mirror. I just don't want to watch it later on video. If there's a mirror, like, okay, so I have a video coming out, or it's probably already out now when this podcast is out, with Mr. Fun, and there was a mirror right next to the couch we were fucking on, and in the whole video, or what I've seen of it, I'm just staring in this mirror. You're just in my side profile. I'm like, damn, girl, get out of the mirror. But I love watching in the moment, because, again, I want to see my expression, his expression. Like, I am a visual person. I love watching the body language and listening to it in the time. So I'll fuck in front of a mirror all day. I just don't want to watch it later. I don't know what it is.
Well, women like mirrors.
Yeah, we do. We're vain little
creatures. My wife.
So do guys. Yeah. Oh, you like mirrors too, huh?
You should put a mirror on the top of your ceiling.
Oh, we've talked about it. He said he was like, I need to do that, except you would never leave the bed. Come fuck me again. I don't know what it is. I like them.
They have that at Hito, by the way. In Hito, there's mirrors on the ceiling.
Well, he was telling us about all the different resorts that you guys have been to.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely due for one of those trips, for sure.
Which one's your favorite? Do you like Desire, Temptation, Hito's?
I like Temptation because it's so fun, like the party and just the atmosphere. But I like Desire for like the privacy and
the butler and
yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So temptation is more of like it's like spring break.
Okay.
Like that's mm-hmm. the feel. It's spring break. It's like
that's my vibe. I heard that's your vibe too. He was like, my wife is always smiling, lights up a room. I'm like, her and I need to go out. Cause that's my vibe. Yep. I like the party vibe.
Pool party all day.
Yep.
Nice dinner and then club all night. That's what I want.
You lost me at all night though. You lost me at all night.
All night is, you know, 1-2 max.
Okay. You get me till about 11 on a good day.
She was mad at me. She was mad at me this weekend. Like we got back to the room like at 1:30 and I'm dead tired. And she's just like all ready to go. And I'm like, babe.
See, I could do that.
I'm not 20 anymore.
No, and if I had like a friend like that and we were, you know, like I thrive off energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if we're at a bar, I'll go all night if it's like a good bar. So you and I would probably have fun in Vegas. I'd stay out with you.
You guys
can
get a cigar or something.
Yeah. That's right. We're in.
You guys can go back to the room.
Yeah, we'll be back in the room, and then when you bring a bunch of guys back to fuck, we're going to watch.
Okay.
She's like, okay.
That's what I do.
No, we'll be walking into some club for free and sitting at some guy's table drinking for free. That's right. What we do.
Sounds good. Yeah.
I mean, Vegas is so much better. No, we don't have.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You're like, bye.
It's already expensive enough for just a guy.
Yeah. There was one time where we were at a concert, I think it was, and she went to go get us a drink, and so she came back and she's like, babe, this guy offered to buy us a drink. I was like, did he buy it? She's like, no, I felt bad because I didn't know how you would feel. I was like, it's a free fucking drink. Why didn't you let him buy it?
$75 drink right there here in Vegas.
So wait a minute. You used my card to buy us drinks, but you could have got free drinks over there.
She's like, yeah, I actually bought him a drink too for offering.
Yeah. I was like, what are you doing? This is pimping backwards.
That's some shit I would do. I'd be like, yeah, he offered to buy us drinks, but I bought him one instead.
Yeah, I try to send her out. I'm like, hey, go show the bartender some cleavage and like, yeah, see what you can drum up here.
Yeah,
get some free drinks out of it.
What you forgot is that you married the Jessica Day from New Girl. Like, oh, yeah. I am constantly awkward. Like, you ain't getting free drinks. But let's talk about Vegas because you guys were just in Vegas this weekend for AVNs, right?
Yep.
Explain that to our listeners who maybe don't know what AVN is. What is that vibe like? Give us a little rundown of that.
Babe, you know AVN better than I do.
I was letting you talk on that one.
AVN, you were? Okay.
AVNs is it's like about a week long, about 5 days long. And what it is, it's very interactive for people that want to meet mainstream people. When I say mainstream, it's porn stars, content creators. They've actually started adding content creation over the last couple of years. The funny thing is, me and my wife would actually go to these AVN awards shows for, 5 years, babe?
Mm-hmm.
We would go five years, and we weren't content creators. We would just go, and we had a friend of ours that had, like, give us free tickets via the award show. So we would watch the award show, do everything, be around mainstream and content creators, and we just never done it. And then this year, it's a little different because now we're content creators. Yeah. So we were able to see the other side of it all. So they have a convention. You get to walk around in the convention. They'll have different booths for either companies, agencies, or even just the porn star itself. And they'll just sign and take pictures with all the fans and whatnot. And then at the last day, it's an award show. So the award show, there's an award for everything on AVNs, literally.
I saw a couple. It's like best tits, best ass, like, and the funny best blowjob.
The funny thing is the award speech is like, who are you going to thank? I want to thank my mom.
I want to thank my dad for running out and giving me daddy issues.
Seriously. The speeches are hilarious. It's like, you know, so you're just like sitting there and they're literally, they make it that funny. It's just like, if it wasn't for my mom to give me this ass, like, I would have never got best anal. Like, you know what I mean? But it's a fun, cool vibe. And then the porn stars, after the awards are done or after the convention's done, they're accessible. They walk around the hotel because it was at Resort World, and they're hanging out with different people. I got to bump into meet some creators that I've been texting with that we never saw face-to-face, and you got to put face to the name, you get to network. So it's actually a really, really, really cool vibe.
So I've been seeing stuff on X and everything. I think the misconception that people have is like, oh, I'm going to go to AVN and I'm going to have sex. There's porn stars everywhere, content creators. But really, they set up their collabs beforehand. So if you don't set that up, you're probably not going to have sex. I've seen a ton of posts on X like, oh, went to AVNs, didn't get shit. Nobody had sex with me. But I don't think it's as everywhere as people think. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's a combination of both. So you'll get some creators that say, hey, listen, I'm go with the flow. If you find me and you want to shoot, let's shoot.
Okay.
A number of creators did that. And there's some creators that literally plan it out. They're type A. They want to say, hey, this day, so on and so forth. And then it just really depends, right, on the creator. We went out there just to have fun, her and I, because I've been away. So it was just her and I having fun. We didn't come up with a plan at all.
Okay.
So we just went with the flow with it all. But there's, you know, you can, if you can't find anyone to shoot with, then something may be wrong with you. Because, like, literally everyone's there to shoot.
Okay.
So it's not a matter of not being able to find them. It's just more so you're probably not networking correctly, or you're not.
So availability, too. A lot of people just pre-booked a lot.
Yeah.
Pre-booked themselves. Yeah. And, yeah, so.
Yeah, and I was supposed to shoot twice. They both got canceled. The girl was sick.
Okay.
I mean, and it's fine. I'm just like, hey, I'm perfectly fine.
I'm here with my wife. Yeah.
I'm with my wife. So it's not that big of a deal. So it truly depends.
And will you guys go back again next year, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we love it because of, again, the award show's hilarious. And then we have great friends out there. So, like, we love Vegas, and it's in Vegas every single year. So it fits
us. It's another reason to go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, what better city to have it in?
Yeah.
You know, Sin City.
Exactly.
It looks like fun. Well.
Like, we thought about going next year. Yeah, we were like, oh, we should go just to see the vibe and stuff. Like, with no intentions of playing with anyone. Like, let's just go check it out. But
it's definitely worth it. Like, it's for anyone that wants to experience it, whether you're a creator, whether you're a fan, whether you're in mainstream, it's good for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, the way they put it together, I mean, besides the award show this time, they started really, really late. But the way they put it together, it's well put together. It's a great event. It's a 5 days long. It feels like a week. You don't have to go for the full 5 days. We went for only 2 days.
Okay. You guys just went really for the award show.
We went for the award show. We went for Saturday and Sunday. The award show's on Saturdays. And then we stayed an extra day and left Monday. And that was the kid story I told you about earlier.
I heard, Wifey, that your kids fight to the death like ours.
Oh my God.
We were talking about
that. It's ridiculous. It's so annoying.
Our kids are almost the same age. So we were talking about that. And he's like, do yours fight like nonstop? I'm like, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I think it's their age difference. They just, yeah. I feel like that age difference just fights. It's about everything. It's, yeah.
Yeah. We heard the kid's story in the car on the way back, how he lost his shit on your kids.
And we picked them up afterwards after AVNs.
We literally drove from Vegas straight to school.
That's
and every time I'm in Vegas, when I'm in Vegas, I dress, I always, like, it's Vegas. Like, I wear my lifestyle clothes. I dress slutty, everything's see-through. Even, and, you know, it's cold, but, like, I had, like, a jumper, but it was see-through. I'm like, oh, shit, babe, you're going to have to get out of the car and go get the kids.
I can't go pick them up at the school.
You I was like, my why nipples. Not, babe?
Yeah.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
When I come home from hot wife dates and my makeup's everywhere and my hair's a fucking mess. And I'm like, shit, where do we tell the kids we were? I look like I got in a wreck. I just got plowed. Yeah.
You had a good workout.
Oh, so one time I had a bull meet me on a lunch break.
Oh, wow.
He was like, I'm going to pick you up from lunch, from work. And he was like a regular bull. So I'm like, okay, let's do this. I thought it was going to be like 20 minute, wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Get out of my car. Oh my God. He fucked me for like an hour and 10 minutes in a Tesla that was off. And so it was hot as shit. And I have naturally curly hair. So when I went back to work, my hair had like frizzed up. My makeup was like off.
You went to school with
straight hair.
Yeah. And then it came back from lunch and it was not straight.
And of course, who's the first person I see when I walk up? My principal. She's like, wasn't your hair different this morning? I'm like, shit.
As cum dripping down your lips.
Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah. I just put it up like it's not fucking ringlet curly now. Yeah.
You know, I drive a Tesla too, by the way.
Oh,
okay,
dude.
So.
Did you know that if you're not in the front seat, that shit will turn off? Even if you leave it on?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so the air conditioning, I guess, if you're not sitting in the front seat.
I didn't know that.
It doesn't turn on.
You could put it in dog mode.
Dog mode.
Okay, he didn't think of.
No, nope. I mean, apparently he doesn't have a dog.
Well, dog mode is perfect for me. But
it should be hoe mode.
Yeah.
Dog mode going doggy style.
Okay, well, that's dog mode's a good idea because we didn't know dog mode. Dog mode was going on in the back seat, but yeah, because neither one of us were in the front, the air turned off. So it was probably like and we're fucking, we're sliding all over those leather seats. It was like a slip and slide.
And it's a black car, so it's like just absorbing all the sun. And yeah.
It was a great story. The best part of that story is I didn't know this, but Hot Soccer Daddy had like trailed us and had parked near us and was taking pictures. And I had no idea. I'm like, you fucking creeper. You were like, well, following
what
us
was great is like, you guys go find this parking lot. And it wasn't busy, but it definitely wasn't a dead parking lot either. And at one point, you guys opened some of the windows, like cracked them open a little bit. And I see your foot hanging out of it. I'm like, are you kidding me? And I could hear everything. Okay, I just hear bodies slapping together and you making the noises that we talked about earlier and this foot hanging out. Like, anyone in this parking lot right now walking through knows exactly. And the car's shaking. Like, I'm like laughing my ass off. Just like, you guys are all trying to be sly and everything. No.
It was a good time. It was fun. But yeah, so I don't even know how we got on that story. Think about me coming home looking a hot mess and you being in your car with your nipples out. Yeah. You got to be careful with the children around. Even when we're recording podcasts, how asleep are they? Because we record usually in the office upstairs, like right by their room. So we're like, are they really asleep? Because we're about to talk about mommy getting plowed. So it's tough. It's tough to balance it all. Kudos to you guys because we know how tough it is to balance careers and kids and fun and all of it. It's and content creation is a lot of work.
It is. It is. But I mean, it's what we're in for, right? I mean,
it's at the end of the day,
I wouldn't do it to anybody else besides her. She's amazing. Like she balances everything. She's the glue to our family. She's a smile, and then she can also yell too when she's mad. But at the same time, like
but you know what? We need that too.
Oh yeah,
keep us on the straight and narrow for sure.
Yeah, she balances all. She's perfect.
Oh,
man, perfect. You are really working for that blowjob, aren't you?
Yeah, I got to get the annual blowjob in, dude.
That's right.
I want to get back.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so went lifestyle to content creation. What would you guys say is like 90% of your creation right now? Like, is it the swaps? Is it you being a bull? Like, where are you both at right now with everything?
So it's funny because we were texting before we started this podcast. So you guys are in for a treat. Everybody that's listening into this, you're in for a treat. So,
are they the first to hear it? Is this an exclusive?
Yeah, this is an exclusive. You should probably put like a breaking news background onto it or something.
Oh, we're making it happen.
So
hearing it first on Adventures of a Hot Wife.
So breaking news, this is live and this is something that people don't know, is that Busty and Moore and Mr. Bull were actually married. We've kind of kept that to ourselves because initially, Busty Moore, she came out and she was kind of doing content on her own. And, you know, we noticed that she had a huge following. And so we didn't want to taint that for the fans. And so I was always the bull in the website and whatnot. So
always in the content.
Always in the content.
I can't believe people didn't figure it out. Like, you're always there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like maybe one or two would say something like, is that your husband or is that your boyfriend? But I would always say he's my boy toy's in town.
Oh yeah.
He's in town a lot.
Yeah.
He is always here.
Yeah, I'm definitely always in pound town. So, but the cool thing about it is, in addition to the breaking news, is that we're going to be combining our content together. So we currently have a website. It is out now. You can go to www.bustyamore, that's spelled AMORE, xxx.com. And on there, you'll see our content combined. You'll see some unreleased content that we haven't posted yet. Pictures and whatnot. And we're pretty much building it, but there's a lot of content already in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have plans to do other things in addition to it. So you guys get to know us as a couple, because no one really knows us as a couple. So we have quite a few things that should be pretty exciting for our fans.
That's so awesome. And so even videos that you haven't released anywhere else, they would have the opportunity to see them there.
Yeah, yeah. They'll see some unreleased video. Obviously, since we're married, we can shoot content anytime we want to.
You guys have sex, like, not on camera?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that we've done separately and also together.
That's awesome. So
yeah, there'll be a lot of really good content combined, because he's got a lot of great things, and I have a lot of solo stuff too from the beginning. And yeah, it'll be awesome. There's a lot of great content on there.
That's so exciting. So now all of our listeners are the first to know that you guys are a married couple. You're actually married and you have a joint website where they can see your content that you do separately and as a couple.
Yep, they can subscribe monthly and have unlimited access to all the hot stuff.
Yeah, and the cool thing too, let me also add, it's pretty much like a no PPV. So once you play monthly, you have access to everything. You're not paying an additional price for this video or that video.
Right.
Your monthly subscription pays for everything. Mm-hmm. So that's the cool thing about it.
All right, listeners, you get to hear it first. You guys better be following. That shit sounds hot. I got to go check it out.
We're excited.
Okay, so now that our listeners get the insight that you guys are married and you have this awesome website, I have to ask, because we've had bulls on here and we've had hot wives on here, but we've never had the wife of a bull. And so we've never gotten that perspective of what it's like to have your husband go out and, you know, be with a woman, walk into a couple dynamic. What is that like for you as the wife, like different feelings and perspectives that you have being the wife of a bull?
Well, obviously, because we're in the lifestyle, I had a little bit more experience with that, right? So just being, you know, playing with girls over the years and being in like the kind of a threesome with a girl, I'm familiar with it. So now when he's a bull and shooting content that way, it's not as difficult to deal with because, again, I know there's a level of respect there for me being the wife. And most of the time I am used to being involved. And sometimes if I'm not, I'm aware and I get, you know, I know who he's with. And so it's really just the level of comfort that needs to be there for me to, you know, be okay with it, I guess. But if anything, I feel like it's kind of like the hot wife situation. Like, I definitely get turned on about it. I want to hear about it. I want to get details, videos. I want to see it all. So
she's pretty much like you.
I feel you.
Well, that's like interesting to me because obviously you are not a bull because I'm not going to be cool with that. When we're talking to you about Mr. Bull and I being together right now, I'm like, oh yeah, it was fucking hot. And I'm like, can I say that to his wife? Like, and I know you're a lifestyle couple. I think for me, the difference would be like sending him somewhere and I'm not physically there watching it. I think that's what I would have a hard time with. So I'm like, am I allowed to tell her how hot that just was? Like, I don't know.
Oh, she enjoys it even more when you tell her it is. You know, what's the interesting thing is because I mentioned before that I was in the industry. And so when we initially dated, there's a story behind this too. Before we even had sex with one another, I told her, hey, I was a porn star. And she thought it was the hottest thing ever.
Oh man, you like, set yourself up like before the first time.
Totally.
We have even a deeper story about that. She thought I was so nice and that I was overcompensating for my package because I was too nice. And then I told her, I was like, no, I was actually a porn star. And she's like, oh my God, like you just sent me to heaven. Then we had sex. And then from there, she would ask about like my films. And so I would put films on for her that.
Oh yeah. On porn. We would watch his old porn and it would be so hot.
And she would ask me, she's like, have you ever done this before? I was like, yeah, I have a video and I'll send it to her. And so from that experience, just imagine that from that experience, she was always watching my porn.
Mm-hmm.
And so through us joining the lifestyle and us starting off with threesomes, she was always watching that as well. So it only carried on to where we are today.
Yeah. So now you got hot wives and it's porn for you.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's exactly how I see it.
I am your
when
porn.
You're going out, you are my porn star also. That's great.
Thank God your guys' first time was good. Can you imagine? You're like, I'm a porn star. Then like something happens and you have like a shitty first time. She's like, sure you were, pal.
No, I came with it. I came with it.
Oh, yeah.
You talk the talk and walk the walk.
I had to. I can't announce that. And then next thing you know, I got a limp cock. And it's just like,
I was gotta deliver. Gotta deliver. It's game time.
Yeah. I was a porn star. She's
this
like,
is
what the fuck?
Super Bowl right here.
Yeah. They call me Mr. Puppy.
I'm not a bull. I'm a puppy.
Oh my God.
That's amazing. Well, puppies are cute, so you know. So is there any situation that you would ever get jealous of, or do you think you guys would have to work through? Or are you pretty much like, yeah, you know, we've been through the porn star thing and the lifestyle thing, and now we're doing the bull thing, and so hey, it's all good.
No, there's jealousy.
Yeah,
there's definitely jealousy.
Yeah, there's always, I feel like there is sometimes a level of jealousy for me, like depends on, you know, where, what he's doing, or if he's traveling far for it, and like I'm kind of like, you know, need to know his whereabouts.
Yeah, I mean, so I mean, there's, and I think it's a healthy jealousy too, because it almost keeps us, like, our communication to where it needs to be and always on point. And, you know, I'm able to hear what her thought process is on certain situations. And we don't, the funny thing is, we don't never know that we cross that jealousy until we're in the moment.
Yeah.
So like, it's almost to the point to where we kind of learn each other even more when we get through things. And it's vice versa, because, you know, she shot with a couple guys, and we're in the lifestyle together. So she has played, she's played with a number of guys, and there's jealousy from my end as well, because, you know, I'm a natural bull. I've always been one. And so putting her in a position to where she's with a guy is unlike any other bull. So I still have to go through the learning stages of that as well, from being in a married couple in the lifestyle. So it's both ways. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Do you think that, like, him being with a hot wife whose husband is there versus like a unicorn is different as well?
Totally. I feel like it's a little bit more, like, less threatening, I would say. Not that he would go anywhere regardless, but it's a different level of respect when there's a married couple there as opposed to a single girl, right? Like, especially if she knows that we're married, and versus the wife and the husband, you know, they're there, they have a mission, and they're in and out, like, that's how it is. Yeah.
And I think the dynamic came on my end as well, because when wives know that I'm married, husbands appreciate me even more.
Right.
So like, they know that, you know, this is what it is.
Right.
This is a fantasy. He's going back to his wife. He's safe. He's good. He's responsible. Yeah. He's always on time. He's not going to flake. Like, you know, there's a level of responsibility and respect on both ways.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I felt like super confident that, all right, cool, this is the date that this is happening. You know, like, everything is going to be good.
Yeah. You didn't, like, so normally, like, before Hot Soccer Daddy set up all my collabs, so lately I've been doing it. So, like, he didn't talk to you at all. But he was, when I kind of told him the situation, I'm like, oh, he's married, he's got kids. He was like, cool, great, this will be fun. Like, total trust in you right from the beginning.
Easy.
Yeah.
And me and Hot Soccer Daddy, we bond immediately. Like, as soon as he came upstairs, shook his hand, looked in his eye, we had a good conversation, and then 3 minutes later, I made you squirt. So
so everybody wins. Yeah, it was,
that's pretty much what happened.
It's a great day. It's a great day.
All right, talking to you. I got to get to work.
Yeah. All right. My job here is done.
Oh, gosh. No, that, I could see that. I could see how, like, definitely hot wives and couples would be easier than the unicorn, because I have all the utmost respect for both of you and what you do, but especially because I know I couldn't do it, especially like a single hot unicorn, I'd fucking kill you. Like, just throwing it out there.
Yeah, she reminds me frequently.
I always tell him, I was like, I will shank you. Like, I have no problem doing that.
Here's the Crips and Bloods coming.
Oh, that's right. No. This is where the SoCal comes out right here.
Hot soccer gangster mom.
Oh, boy.
What did I call myself a couple episodes ago? I was like, dirty ratchet baby mama. That's when I get, that's when I get dirty ratchet baby mama that's on him. Oh, God.
Dirty ratchet baby mama. That's great.
Well, awesome. I love your guys' dynamic. I think you've got a great thing going. And now with the website, people get to see you as a couple too, because they know you separately. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, oh shit, I got to go back and rewatch that video now knowing they're married. Cause I liked it when I thought, like, that was just a bull, you know? And now that's her husband. Like, I got to go see that again. I would want to rewatch it to see the connection and to see, like, now that I know that, how it's different.
Yeah. And I think we'll leave everything else separately. And so that way, that's the only place that people can really go to and see it all. So it'll be, you know, kind of a, you know, a way to promote it and make it like a, you know, more enticing.
Yeah, and it's more exclusive, right? So
yeah,
to her point, I don't think we would ever give any other platform that exclusivity, right?
Yeah.
So like we wouldn't put it on any other platform that we're married besides what we have currently. Mm-hmm. So that's special to us. And then it's cool because even people that are fans on different platforms, whether it be my platform or hers, they can go into our platform, know that we're married, and then actually rewatch what they watched before and say, oh, I do see the chemistry.
Yeah.
Right. So it's pretty neat to know that.
Well, and this is like a glimpse into your personal life kind of, because you're a married mm-hmm. couple. This is what it is. So yeah, you don't want to share that with, you know, other platforms or anything. This is special to you guys because this is who you are, essentially.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You know what you should have? You should have a tab on there called like parent sex. And it's just like, you know, bending over the washing machine real quick or like, in the playroom. I don't know. That's how we do it. He's like, meet me in the laundry room in 2 minutes. I'm like, okay, great.
You know, we probably should do that. I'll just like record myself sending a texter downstairs.
Yeah.
Get your ass up here.
Yeah. I get those texts too.
That's right. That's the real stuff.
Here.
The like, hurry up, just roll over on your side. Like, we've got 2 minutes. You got to put like the parent sex scenes because all the parents will be like, hell yeah, that's real. That is real porn right there.
Talk blockers ever.
I swear.
They knock on our door
when they know.
They know
we're doing it.
I feel like they just wake
every time.
Yeah.
Every time. Or fingers under the door. We're like getting it on, and all of a sudden I look over and there's like fingers. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Like, I can't.
Oh my God, that's funny. No, they haven't done that to us yet.
The worst is when I'm trying to record a custom for a fan and they're like, oh, can you make me a custom video? And like, Hot Soccer Daddy is videoing me doing this custom, and all of a sudden there's a knock and it's like, Mom? And I'm like, shit.
That's perfect. Stop. Yeah, no, Mom.
You should keep that in the custom and just settle for more.
Immediate boner killer.
Oh, gosh, yeah, no shit.
Yeah. It's so hard to try and like do all of that. Like, we have to wait till they leave because, like you said, every freaking time they are the worst cock blocks. They know when we're doing it, they know when I'm trying to do something for work. They'll leave us alone all day. But as soon as my pants are down, they're like, they need like, everything. Mommy.
Like we've been countless times where we like wanted to go live, like we plan to go live and like, okay, let's put the kids to bed early because it's going to be late. Let's put the, and then well, what ends up happening? They go to bed at 9 o'clock and we're exhausted and there's no live.
Yeah.
Like that's it.
Oh my gosh. 100%. Yes.
We always have these grand plans. He's like, oh yeah, you know, let's bring out the Shivari ropes tonight or we're going to do all this foreplay. And then yeah, it's 9 o'clock and I'm like, can you just bend me over the bed real quick, please? Because I'm exhausted.
It's every night.
No. Oh, oh kind of.
We did that the other night after our live. We had a live with Brianna Brooks, and we came home, and she looked at me. I looked at her. I was like, I want you, but I'm sleepy.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. In the morning. It's fine.
After a live? Yeah. When you both, like, already, you, like, probably got your brains fucked out. Yeah.
Yeah,
I want to reclaim you. I want to reclaim you, but that'll happen tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That happens after hot wife dates. Sometimes I'm like, babe, I so want you to reclaim this pussy, but also I'm really sore and really tired, so you can wake me up in the morning.
I love that reclaim.
Reclaim back to me immediately.
He's got to reclaim the pussy always, but sometimes the next day, as long as it's within 24 hours, I feel like we're good.
Another question for you. So if you can choose, what do you prefer? Do you prefer having her go on a solo date and coming back and having her telling you about it, watching the content, or filming the content and watching it live? What's for you?
So we've kind of talked about this in previous, but it was, I don't have a preference one way or another. I think it's like the videos. It's like the videos. I don't have a favorite one, but I have pieces of each one that I really enjoyed. For this answer, it's kind of the same. Mm. If she goes solo, I don't know what's going on. Now I've got that nervous energy because like I'm not there and it kind of has like a taboo, like cheating vibe kind of to it.
Right.
And then when I'm there,
I'm there. I get to see it. So it's live porn and it's a different thing, but I don't get that that anxiety that I do when she's gone, which is right. super sexy. And then when right. I come back, she just hands me her phone or sometimes I'll just say, hey, don't even hand me the phone. Just tell me about it. And then I'll watch the video or whatever. But it's
sometimes
just
sometimes he makes me explain it while we're fucking.
Yeah. Huh? So nice. It's just, they're just different. And when I'm there, I'm there. I get to see it and, you know, I get to hear her and watch her. And we have moments where we're looking at each other. And so it's just, they're two very different vibes to them, I guess.
Well, and today with you was the first time he's videoed in a while. So besides the orgy we went to a couple weeks ago, he hadn't been to one of my hot wife dates in a long time because I think we kind of go through stages too. Like you went through a phase where you're like, I don't want to be there. I'm really liking this, like not being there, you coming home telling me. But then having him here today, I'm like, oh, I miss this, right? Because he hasn't been there. So like being over to look over at him and like smile at him and kind of flirt with him while you're making me squirt and come all over the place is like, I've missed that. And so today I was like, oh, I do like having you there too, because for so many dates before this, he hasn't been there with me. So it's
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of the best of both worlds. Either way, he says I'm sluttier when I go alone. Because I guess it is that like cheating vibe. So I guess I get like my slutty pants on.
Yeah, I think you are. I think you are.
Sorry, you didn't get slutty me today, I guess.
Guess I got to take you in the back alley.
Yeah. You just have to come kidnap me for a minute. It's all good.
I support it.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for making the drive to us. I'm assuming and hoping the video is coming out. Make sure you check that out. We had a real good time. We got some cardio in today.
We did. I don't have to hit the gym today.
We're good. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you follow Mr. Bull, Busty Amore. Make sure you're following me on OnlyFans and X, Sexy Soccer Mom with 3 X's. We appreciate you guys listening. We'll be back with more next time. As always, keep fucking.